It's time for A Moment in Wine, underwritten by New England Wine Cellars, providing design and expert installation of residential and commercial wine cellars and display systems. 860-824-2400, on the web, newcellars.com.
Hi, welcome to A Moment in Wine. This is Fred Trigaskis, where we taste wines from around the world. And today, we're probably going to one of the world's most prestigious areas. We're going to Bordeaux in the southwest of France. And particularly, we're going to the limestone plateau that makes such famous wines that come from the Saint-Emilion area. Now, that area makes Merlot-based wines, big, soft, easy drinking wines, some of them very, very expensive. But if you look around, there's some great values to be had in some of the smaller chateaus. Today we're drinking Chateau Colombe, and that's a 2014 from an area that is right next to Saint-Emilion and some other very prestigious vineyards. Very old vines, limestone soils, and makes for some beautifully complex and delicious wine. The wine from Chateau Colombe are made with mostly Merlot, maybe about 45-50% Merlot, and the rest being made up of Cabernet Sauvignon and Cabernet Franc to add some complexity to the flavors. Let's taste it and see what we have. First off, beautiful garnet red color, almost opaque, so it's a nice concentrated wine. But, oh, I'm just getting all sorts of nice plummy, big dark fruit smells, a little bit of violet maybe in the nose. Oh, and soft, dark berry, big fruits up front. I've had this glass, wine in this glass poured for a little while, so it's had a chance to breathe and open up some. I think decanting or letting it breathe a little probably would help these younger wines. This is a 2014, and I think it's designed to drink a little bit younger. The Merlot is soft and accessible compared to some of the Cabernet-based Bordeaux that take a little longer to mature, but this is delicious. It's drinking well right now. Getting a little bit of tobacco, a little bit of licorice. Again, more plums, dark fruit, and a nice, just a hint of that vanilla finish from obviously being stored in oak for a while. Overall, I'm really enjoying this. 2014 Chateau de Colombe, and I think this would just be the perfect accompaniment to grilled flank steak with maybe some grilled chopped shallots sprinkled on top. Again, 2014 Chateau de Colombe.